Apollo versus Carbide. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Oh, ho, 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 ho. What can I say? Not very much in the build-up, other than this is obviously the replay of the grand final of Series 8 of the Robot Wars Grand Final. And now they're just showing off the trophy they won that season and some of the replays from the last series. They're showing off the fact they work at Pontins, and yeah, the Apollo on stage with them, I'm sure that will go down well with the Christmas Panto. And instead of the Nook, they have Apollo flipping them off stage. That's quite funny. Apparently upgraded. Well, they did say that in the first fight, which I have just uploaded online. So there's not too much else for them to say, really, other than my god, Apollo looks scary at 5 tons of thrust. That's crazy. Meanwhile, we have Carbide as well on the other side of the ring. We can't forget they are technically under results for being the losing finalists, but my god, the damage they do with Carbide is insane. Just insane. 25 kilos. Apparently, that's even more than they had last time, and 250 miles an hour. That's faster than some Formula One cars. That is scary. Oh, hello, cat. Sorry, cat break. I have a cat on my lap. Even the Carbide team is scared of their own machine. That's a bit worrying for them. Cat's gone. It's all good. So I can focus on my commentary in peace. Of course. Vote Saxon 07, interestingly, has a cardboard cutout of Carbide that he has his own video for that I can pop in the description if people want it. And also Apollo. And they have Sakir Lot in the arena. This can only bode well for the robots being flipped count here for Apollo. Here we go. Only Sakir Lot, interestingly. Not Dead Metal or Shunt or Matilda in there. Might be a reason why. I think we know where this is going. Whoa. And here we are. Yeah, let's begin. Here we go. Carbide running away from Apollo. Apollo misses and flips himself over. This could work out badly if Carbide is underneath, but Apollo manages to get away just about. Carbide all over him now. Oh, so it's Apollo there. Oh my goodness. Can he still flip? This is the question. What's happened here? Apollo's not moving. Bits of their flipper over are missing, and Carbide here are just ripping into them. This is not good. I think Apollo are out. This is a shock, a turnip for the books. Carbide here showing the sheer power of the spinners. This is amazing. Oh, wait. Oh, oh, that's controversial. Oh, they are moving, but the time has gone down. Oh, wow. No, that's not a win. That's controversial. They counted out Apollo even though they were moving. They can't do this. Well, Sakirlot obviously can because it's the end of the about now, and they're going to fry Apollo. I have no reference to this. Maybe other than ground control to Major Tom, we can't really hear you because there's no oxygen in the Robot Wars arena. But Apollo were moving a few seconds before the timer went to zero, so clearly that, according to the very own rules of Robot Wars, that is not a disqualification. So Robot Wars there just going against their own rules. I know Carbide had them mobilized for a fair amount of time, but according to the screen, oh, here we go, Angela's in with both teams. With the replay, they're showing that Apollo almost had Carbide flipped over the first time. As Apollo say, it's a 50-50 when it comes to these things. They nearly had Carbide. It almost repeated last year. But there we go. I'm more interested in the fact they're not focusing on the fact that Apollo were counted out even though they were moving before the timer ended. That's very controversial. That's my thoughts for it.